Due to a hormone change, women do have a legitimate reason for being in a bad mood once a month. They do. And if you're a sensitive man, you can see this coming on. It's like with my wife. If I wake up in the morning and I roll over and look at her and her head's on backwards, you know, she's going, "Good morning." I'm going, "Where am I going to find an exorcist on a Saturday?" "Honey, could you put the bed down? I got to pee." "Just put the bed down, all right?" But that's not her fault. That's hormones. You just might as well check into Ralph's PMS shelter for men. Because a week is a terrible thing to waste. Yeah. I'm just thankful men don't have to go through this stuff. I'm serious. If we did, you would see things like, "Hello, Phil? Look, I don't think Ed's going hunting with us today." "No, he's cramping real bad. And hell, I just don't be in the woods with him with a gun, if you know what I mean." We'd be dangerous animals. Bringing each other home on the hood of the car. "Call me bloated." Does your wife ever warn you before she gets mad at you? My wife warns me sometimes. Like, we'll be on a long trip somewhere in the car. My wife will go, "If I don't get something to eat soon, I'm going to get a headache and be in a bad mood." That must be a woman thing. You don't see men riding around together going, "Harold, if I don't get a taco, I'm going to scratch the hell out of the dashboard here. I ain't kidding you. You better pull it in right now." And you can be in a bad mood if you don't eat. You can be in a bad mood if you eat too much, too, can't you? That's the best birth control in the world. You can't have sex if you eat too much. You don't want anybody on top of you. You're scared you make noises, you know? You never seen your Aunt Doris at Thanksgiving dinner going, "Harold, give it up and give it up now. Damn the black-eyed peas, you know?"